There was something else that I mentioned to you about Wheel of Fortune earlier in the week. I was sharing with you that it started out as a daytime series show, and of course we know it's airing during the night now. But when it was airing as a daytime series, it started out on one network, went to another network, and returned to its original network. Do you remember which networks were involved with that? Yes, I'll let you know which ones, if they were, do you recall? Yeah. Which ones were they? Okay, here we go. It started out at NBC, moved to CBS, and then went back to NBC. I tell you what, it's just amazing to me how good this music sounds. They are playing. I mean, we have some composers and some musicians working on these songs. Well, we won't talk about composers today, but later this afternoon, we will talk about creators, show creators. All right, for now, back to this health issue as it pertains to getting healthy at the houses of worship. Fitness, faith-based fitness programs. One of the things that they say, if you compare, for example, participants in a faith-based nutritional program, diet group, whatever you want to call it, to a commercial diet group, they say that the faith-based programs can instill a commitment among people who are participating that exceeds the commitment of a commercial diet group. Studies actually show that traditional houses of worship tend to offer more disease screening and health education activities, while more modern ones tend to offer disease prevention and lifestyle activities, not only to the worship attendees, but also to the community at large. By the way, how many of you attend a house of worship, a faith-based organization that has offered community-wide health screenings, anything else that has to do with health? It's a good way to connect and to just give back. That's something that probably a lot of organizations, you know, place houses of worship don't think about, because very often when we think about giving back, we think more along the lines of for-profit organizations giving back to the community. But it's good for the houses of worship, for faith-based organizations to also give back to the community. At their core, they say that all such programs address fitness and health issues in a spiritual environment that may make it easier to change habits. Why? Because of the congregant's belief in their church's role in promoting health, along with the ability to deepen bonds with fellow congregants. So if your religious institution offers exercise classes, consider the role that they can play in achieving your fitness goals, and take the first step by signing up and making the commitment to at least 1 month of sessions to note a difference. To note a difference. All right. Health matters. Okay. I would like to play another song that was featured this week on This Week in Song. And I'm going to give you a clue as to which one it is even before I start playing it. This is the one that I was sharing with many of you, that this game show is probably my all-time favorite. Yes, indeed. I really enjoyed this one. It is currently hosted by Mr. Drew Carey. Okay, so is that enough? Did I give you enough clues between the song itself and the name of the current host? Did I give you enough to help you identify the show? Yeah. Okay, let me give you another clue. For those of you who say, I need a little bit more help. Okay, here we go. One of the men who hosted before Drew Carey hosted for several decades and did an outstanding job. I thoroughly enjoyed him. Bob Barker. I was actually kind of sad when it was time for him to retire. But hey, I understood. I was just a little sad. So, what is the name of the show? Okay. So some of you are saying, most of you got it. Most of you were on that one real quick, like, okay, I got you. All right. So, but for those of you who are saying, can you give me one more clue? Okay. Let me give you one more clue. I told you that it was formerly, at one time it was hosted by Bob Barker. I told you that it is currently being hosted by, that's right, Drew Carey. And I tell you, one of the things about this show is it is right. This show is right. Yes, indeed. This show is showing up right. Okay, be thinking about that now. Be thinking about it. It will come to you. Think about all those clues I gave you. Let the music sink in and soak in. You'll get it. I guarantee you. All right. Okay, back to Health Matters. And I want us to work together to just kind of beat up on a problem that really likes to cause folks problems. It's called anxiety. So I want us to take a look with the help of psychology today on how we can start beating anxiety. I'm going to share with you a number of ways we can do this, several tips. Be locking these into your memory bank. I'll share a few today. I'll share a few this weekend. And we'll just go on until we finish it up. I'll share some more next week, maybe once or twice next week, till we get through them all. You can be writing them down. You may want to be typing them into your pad, your pod, whatever you like to take your notes with. Have it all together there. And you can actually start putting some of these into play as we go along. Okay, so here's an anxiety buster. Numero uno. This is something you've heard me talk about before, too. It's very critical. Start deep breathing. Yes, deep breathing. If you're not focused on how to calm your body through slow, intentional belly breathing, you're missing out. Belly breathing is free. Location independent, easy to implement. Location independent, doesn't matter where you are. You can do it anywhere. I remember reading a few years ago how one expert who was talking about this, particularly the belly breathing, pointed out how babies just instinctively breathe using their bellies. And you can tell, particularly when they're asleep, because you see their bellies rise, go down, rise, go down, just instinctively, naturally, babies breathe with the belly. We need to be deep breathing through the use of our bellies. So this is one of the things you can do to get that going. Get in a safe place, a place where you truly feel safe, because we want you to be able to really pour yourself into this. And it'll be kind of difficult to really pour yourself into it if you're doing what we want you to do, sitting with your eyes closed, but not feeling safe. So pick a place where you, and a time where you truly feel safe. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to sit with your eyes closed and turn your attention to your breathing. Just breathe naturally, preferably through your nostrils, without attempting to control your breath. As you're doing that, be aware of the sensation of the breath as it enters and as it leaves the nostrils. Then place one hand on your belly, place the other hand on your chest. Take a deep breath for a count of four. You're just going to take your time and breathe in very deeply. One, two, three, four. And hold your breath for a count of three. Then exhale for a count of four. The hand that's on your belly should go in as you breathe in. The hand on your belly should go out as you breathe out. So as you inhale, the belly goes in. As you exhale, belly goes out. And that's why you're putting your hand on your belly so that you can feel what it's doing. And so again, you're breathing. And remember, slowly breathing in for the count of four, holding to the count of three, slowly breathing out, count of four, four, three, four. And as you're breathing in, your belly should be going in. As you're breathing out, your belly should be moving out. Okay. Those of you who wanted one more clue, and I told you that this show really is right. Did that give you the name of the show? It should have. Hey, listen. This is The Price is Right. The Price is Right. That's what makes this show right.